You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again and welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. Let's discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. We have got a great show program for you. Brent Humphries is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be here. After the no boundaries, I think I put my chair about 5 feet from you.
Yeah, most people want to move away from me. I'm used to that. Well, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, and of course, we are celebrating today, but we do have a little bit of seriousness in our celebration. I know it's Monday morning, but I don't write the stories that we're going to celebrate. I just report the celebrations. Today, Brent, I don't know if you knew this one. This is a new one on me. I wasn't familiar with this. October 26th is annually designated as National Day of the Deployed.
Did not know that, and I'm embarrassed to admit it.
Until we were doing our preparation work this morning, I didn't know it either. National Day of the Deployed was founded in 2006 by Shelley Michaels Aberle. Ms. Aberle approached then North Dakota Governor John Hoeven for support of a North Dakota proclamation for the day. Governor Hoeven was the first governor in the United States to note the deployed troops in a formal proclamation. 2012, all states across the nation observed the United States resolution for National Day of the Deployed. So today is that day, and I think that all of us should join together in just saying thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Right, I mean, it doesn't... When I saw this morning and made this comment online very early this morning, there's not a whole lot to say. I mean, it's a two-worder. I looked at the other celebration today, and I don't know how they could have the two celebrations on the same day.
Oh no.
The other one is the National Day of the Mule.
Wow. There's a lot of comedy material right there.
And I know that you're sitting there. It's probably driving you nuts, Brent. I know you well enough.
It is. Well, there's nothing mule about the people that are overseas fighting for our freedoms.
Absolutely. Moving right along. We got an interesting conversation that we're going to chat about today. We are going to be talking about a housing bubble. And it's an interesting conversation when we started chatting about this. And I started looking into some of the numbers. It really is an interesting conversation because until about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, depending upon my math, those of us in our generations only heard about a housing bubble. We really didn't. We heard about it, and the reason we heard about it was history books before Common Core changed them still included something about a depression in the late 20s, 1920s, not 2020s. And most of us, it was something we read about. It was history. Hopefully you studied it, but we didn't have firsthand experience. Now that we've got firsthand experience on on a bubble, on what a bubble means. And some people claim it was a recession. Some people think, you know, I would suggest that the difference in most instances, the difference between a recession and a depression, a recession affects somebody else. A depression affects you. So I would suggest that maybe that's the issue right there, is the difference between a, you know, what you studied. If you weren't alive in the 20s, you probably don't know what what the depression felt like. If you're one of those, and there's many, many within the sound of our voice today, who have lost a house or lost a job, maybe been homeless, then I would suggest 2007, 8, 9 might feel a lot like a depression. It certainly was depressing. So here's the issues, is how do we learn from that? How do we study what happened in the 20s? Okay, that was one issue. But now we're looking at recently. How do we study and learn from those mistakes? And you know me, I am not the guy that you want to hear from who says, well, the government will take care of it. Because we know what that really means. Because the government, for the most part...
You're absolutely useless.
Absolutely useless.
Great soundbite.
Right? I mean, they're not gonna solve this problem for you. They don't care about you. They care about getting reelected. And the further the problem is, the further those who are attempting to solve this problem are from you, the more remote, the more less likely it is that it's going to solve anything for you. So I want to be the one to share this information with you directly. And let's take a look and say, okay, how do we solve it? How do we forecast? What are some of the signs? What are some of the learning points that we've had to deal with this? Okay, so we're going to talk about that a lot today, and we'll see if we can come up with a solution for you. One of the things that I want you to understand is real estate is, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many, one of the best ways of accumulating wealth in America. I shared with you a story that we had seen that showed that the retirement savings in America, or lack of savings, and that those people over 60 have roughly $50,000 in retirement savings. 50 to 60-year-olds, they've got like $160,000 in retirement savings. And I also share with you, I'm nowhere near Donald Trump. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everything's horrible and that I'm the greatest in the world. That's not the message. The message is there are issues you need to be aware of and solutions that we can offer to help you with those issues. That's what it's all about, is solutions. So how do we solve this? And I'm going to share again. You don't need a lot of money in the bank to retire. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to tell you that I'm nuts and that's not the way it is. But I'm here to tell you that you don't need a lot of money in the bank to retire. What you need is revenue to retire. And one of the greatest sources of revenue is real estate income, real estate revenue. Because the reason I like it so much is because not only can you get that revenue, but there's also offsetting expenses, some of them non-cash expenses, that's like depreciation, that will help you offset that revenue so you don't have as much tax liability. What better idea in the world is there than having revenue, income, and very little or no taxes? And I know that some of our friends on the left are not going to like that idea. But here's the other side of that story, is when you have that combination, those are the people that are giving more in their communities, and that money is getting to where it's needed. That's why I end the broadcast every day: make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Help a lot of people is not just a sandwich there. That's the reality of it, because if you can make a lot of money, think about how many more, if you've got a good heart, There are some, and I'm a big believer that money only makes you more. Interesting concept there. Money only makes you more. If you're not a good person, it's going to make you more not good. If you've got a great heart, it's going to make you more good. And that's why I say money only makes you more. So we're going to chat about that a lot today. We're also going to speak. Well, I got a lot to talk about. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate current events and the financial markets. What do we need to know about a housing bubble? Is there one coming? 2016, homeowners' net worth will be 45 times greater than a renter. We'll discuss that. Five ways your credit card's going to make the holidays less stressful. Don't build them up. And why Halloween scares insurance providers. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7744. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 0186.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. It is being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Don't be one out of three American homeowners who does not know they have over 20% equity in their home. One out of three is the Freddie Mac number. It's not my number. Freddie Mac comes up with that number. One out of three homeowners in America does not know they have over 20% equity in their home. How do you make an educated decision if you're uneducated? I don't know how to do it. So if you will simply text RSRCMA to 79564, one of our area trusted real estate professionals will have a 10-minute consultation with you and give you the information you need to the value of your home. Are you on the right side of the golf course, the wrong side of the golf course? Great view, not so great view, updated, not updated, look to the property. How do you know all those? Zillow, Trulia, all those other dumb websites. And I say dumb websites because they tell you how inaccurate their information is right on the website. If you dig in, I'll send you the report if you want it. I better move on. 2016 is the projection. Homeowners' net worth will be 45 times greater than that of a renter. Every 3 years, the Federal Reserve conducts a survey of consumer finances in which they collect data across all economic and social groups. The latest survey, which includes data from 2010 to 2013, reports that a homeowner's net worth, 2010 to 2013, that a homeowner's net worth is 36 times greater than a renter, $194,500 versus $5,400. In a recent Forbes article, the National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon predicts that in 2016, the net worth gap will widen even further to 45 times greater. Now, where do they come up with that number? Well, 2010, the net worth, $187,000 for a homeowner, $5,400 for a renter. In 2013, the renter's net worth stays the same, $5,400, but the homeowner's net worth increased to $195,400. In 2016, very interesting, the projection is that the renter's net worth will have dropped to $5,000, while the homeowner's net worth will have increased to $225,000. Bottom line, if you're interested in finding out if you could put your housing cost to work for you through homeownership, you're paying for housing anyway, meet with a real estate professional in your area who can guide you through the process. That is the reason that my team and I started the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. And all you need to do, again, there's two different ways you can get information. Text RSRCMA, RSRCMA, to 79564, and you can get that information. Or you can text ATP to 79564, and we'll get you set up with that household board of directors, the full board of directors. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So I shared with you before the break that we're going to talk about a housing bubble. And are we in a housing bubble? So in order for us to figure out if we're in a housing bubble or if we're going back into a housing bubble, what we really need to do is define a housing bubble. How do we define a bubble? Because in our, I shouldn't say in our lifetime, but I think I can speak easily to two different significant, actually three bubbles that I can talk to. How about the subprime bubble back in the, what was that? Not the subprime, the subprime credit back in the 80s, the Michael Milken days. Bubble? People investing in the junk bonds because they thought the junk bonds would go up. How about the dot-com bubble in around 2000? Is that a bubble? Certainly. Stock market was going crazy. One of the ways that we knew the stock market was way, way overpriced. We were talking about it then because I was working at Merrill Lynch back then. One of the ways we knew that the stock market was way, way overpriced and due for a correction was no matter where you went to, people were talking about what they had just bought in the stock market. or what they had sold and how much they had made. And people confuse the idea of being a great stock picker with being a bull in a bull market. And obviously we know what happened in 2000, 2001 when the market crashed. We didn't learn from it. We got into the housing bubble, 2007, 2008. So let's talk about the definition first. And then I'm going to bring Brent Humphreys in to chat with us about this. The definition of a housing bubble, according to Jack Guttentag, he's a professor of finance emeritus at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Now, if you haven't heard of the Wharton School, one of the most prestigious schools there are when it comes to business, a master's degree from the Wharton. I looked it up just the other night. I was with somebody that has a master's degree at the Wharton School. A little over $300,000 to get a master's degree there. $300,000. I'm not saying that's a bubble.
And that's a master's. That's after the 4 year.
Yeah, exactly. $300,000. Brent, you've got some kids in college right now, right?
Yeah, I do. And their tuition feels a lot better now, having heard that.
Okay, so Professor Guttentag, I'll quote because it's easier for me to use his words than mine. A price bubble is a rise in price based on the expectation that the price will rise. So the price is going up only because people think it's going to go up. Sooner or later, something happens to erode confidence in continued price increases, at which point the bubble bursts and prices drop. What makes it a price bubble is that the cause of the price increase is an expectation that the price will increase. Sounds like a big circle, right? Which sooner or later must reverse itself. Unquote. Does Professor Guttentag believe we're in another housing bubble? Well, I'm going to talk to Brent Humphreys about that because he's out there doing it every day. Do you charge $300,000 to answer that question?
Absolutely free. Free advice.
Oh, sometimes that's worth what you pay for it.
Yeah. Well, I have to disclose, I did go to school and get a 4-year degree in real estate, but I did not get it from Wharton. So,
okay.
Full disclosure.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this. Housing bubble. Do you think you went through the lovely bubble of 2007,
2008? Oh, I did. Top Ramen tasted so good back then. We're back to real food now.
And you grew up in real estate, so you understand. You know, you also experienced the real heyday of it.
We did, yeah. I mean, grandfather started in 67, my dad in 76, my mom in 78. So third generation broker. Growing up around it, discussed counter offers at the dinner table. Before I even knew what counter offers were. I'm like, don't we have a counter already? Are we buying another one? What's happening here?
Exactly. So having seen all these things, do you think as a society, we like to do things over and over again. I mean, it's amazing. We don't want to learn from our mistakes.
No, history just repeats itself.
What are your thoughts? Are you seeing any signs of recovery from that first bubble?
Absolutely. Yeah. Across the country. I mean, I regularly go to national sources and things that are considered scholarly, like the Case-Shiller Index. And, you know, when you continue to see all 20 major metro markets increasing consistently after several years, you say, okay, housing is definitely in recovery. But what I also find is that there are a lot of national news sources that, for whatever reason, tend to create content that spikes fear in consumers. And people can believe
it leads.
Very good. Yeah.
Probably one of the few things that President Obama said that I really agree with. Right? And that was his line. And we're talking about the news. If it bleeds, it leads. If they can create fear, then there might be reason to sell something.
Correct. Yeah. So over the weekend, I was looking at a CNBC article, and there was a very...
CNBC. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Major discussion about how we're in a housing bubble, and the housing bubble is allegedly worse than it was in 2006. So obviously, that's a headline that caught my attention. And, you know, someone once said to me, it was very wise, if you're reading content and it may not all be accurate, you know, chew up the meat, spit out the bones. You know, don't just completely get rid of something because you don't agree with everything in it.
Sure.
And there were some very, very good points in the article. One pointed to San Francisco and that the median household income in San Francisco, according to the article, is $77,000, and that the median price in San Francisco of a regular old home is 18 times the median household income.
So last I saw it was either just over $1 million for the median home price or Might have been one after that that came out at like 970 median home price. $970,000.
Yeah, I think I saw $1,450,000, but I'm not going to get out a calculator on air and make sure that I didn't embarrass myself. But if it's 18 times, then we have an affordability issue. We do. Here's why I don't think we're in a bubble.
And wait, before you go too far though.
Yeah.
Is that an anomaly? Is San Francisco an anomaly, or do you see the same thing? Is San Francisco where that affordability number is the same as what you see in Carlsbad or La Jolla or Temecula?
I think it is an anomaly. I do. But there are markets in the U.S. that have what economists refer to as intrinsic value. The reasons why, if real estate's all about location, 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 then there are going to be some major metropolitan areas that have really, really strong, compelling reasons that people will go there and pay whatever the prices are because they want to live there. Sometimes it's weather. Sometimes it's, walking scores or access to beaches or...
Or in San Francisco, it's because they're a sanctuary city. But we won't talk about that.
Oh, boy.
At all.
Yeah.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to dig into this deeper. Now that we know what a bubble is, we're going to talk to Brent Humphries and see if we can learn something from our past. We're also going to talk about ways your credit cards can make the holidays less stressful. Halloween, does it scare insurance providers? Really? Reach us anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? CreditSanitizer.com does have the solutions. Saw a number of people just got going with getting their credit repaired last week. I was certainly glad to see you're listening in. And more importantly, here's the issue about listening. I'm going to share this with you because it's one of the I share a lot with real estate agents all over the state. And I've also shared on some national conference calls and webinars with real estate agents and mortgage professionals. And frequently I'll be asked, Ron, why are you sharing information with those who may be competitors of you? And I have a very, very simple answer. Because I understand that only 8% of the people will implement. Everybody comes up and says, well, that's a great idea. They bought the silver bullet at a seminar or whatever. 8% of the people in the world are implementers. So what does it matter if I share the great information? When I talk to you about CreditSanitizer.com, you know that your credit report needs help. You know that there's solutions, but you don't go act. Why not? I don't get it, but that's up to you. I can only share the information. So here's some ways your credit cards can make the holidays a lot less stressful. Cash back on your gift buying. How about using those rewards cards, but pay them off right away. Don't go waiting till April or May to pay off your bills. Price protection in case a better deal comes along. There are some of those cards that still offer that. Warranties are sometimes doubled on certain credit cards. Travel protection, interest-free loans to let you buy when the time is right. Think about that one. You get some of these things where you've got the big one that I hear all the time is buying a bed, and you can get 12 months same as cash. Here's the issue there. That might help you from a cash flow standpoint, but don't get swindled. Go into that facility or that company that has that same as cash offer and ask them, what happens if you pay cash? Will you get a better price? Wouldn't surprise me if you do. That is your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're going to continue our conversation with Brent Humphreys this morning. Humphreys Homes and Estates, great friend of Ron Siegel Radio and of our listeners. We appreciate all the information Brent shares with you on a regular basis. Let's talk more about this housing bubble. Is there a housing bubble? That's been our topic. Brent, I like the idea that you brought up because, you know, I'm not a big fan of too much of the NBC network. I do listen to CNBC a little bit, but you made a great point. You got to listen to everybody. You have to listen to everything and then put in a filter for what the garbage is and, you know, let that just flow right through and hang on to the nuggets.
Correct.
Right? I mean, because even once in a while, NBC comes up with something decent beyond a football game. I mean,
right.
They've got some great great people on their football. I shouldn't say that being that there are some of our affiliates are in the NBC world. So we talked about that median price in San Francisco. What are you seeing? Do you see a housing bubble in the San Diego market?
I don't. What I see is decreased affordability.
Decreased affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, explain that one for us.
So, well, decreased affordability. So first of all, I mean, when we talk about a bubble and we talk about the real estate market, we're building blocks with supply and demand. Supply, how much is available. Demand is how many ready, willing, and able buyers exist.
Okay.
And what's important about demand, because everybody is talking about how there's a limited supply, even nationally, that our months of inventory has really, really shrunk. And so you have all these people that want to purchase real estate, but you have more people, you have excess demand than you do supply. And so we need more homes. overlay that with specific metro areas that are very, very attractive and always have, even in a bad market, a lot of demand, and that's San Diego. San Diego, a healthy market is about 10 to 15,000 units, condos, townhomes, single-family detached residences. And we consistently fall at about 5,000 units and below. And so in San Diego, you have a big disparity in the number of people who want to buy and the housing products available for that particular time. So that makes San Diego a difficult area to afford.
Interesting. Okay.
Because prices are continuing to climb faster than income. Right. Without that, my comment didn't make sense. That was another piece.
Yeah. So prices are going up faster than income is going up. So that's where that number is coming from. Okay. So if we already own, though, that's okay.
Oh, it's wonderful if we already own, because if we decide to put our property on the market, you're going to get a bundle.
But here's the question that I look at when I think about those issues is, if we own, we're going to get a bundle. If we are looking to sell and move, does it really matter that the prices went up?
Good. That's a wonderful, wonderful question. So it really depends. And I get asked that all the time when I'm in a living room talking with a family about putting their property on the market and whether it's a good time to sell or not. It really depends on whether you're looking to sell and exit the market, or whether you're trying to sell and relocate to another area, or if you're trying to sell and buy, whether it's an upsize or a downsize within the same metro area. And what many people think is, okay, so that's obvious, Brent. I can't even believe he invited you in. I mean, what you're saying is you sell high and you buy low somewhere else that you're doing well. I mean, that's not newsworthy. What is newsworthy is that if you're looking to sell in San Diego or any other particular market and buy in the same market when it's high, you can't automatically say it's a wash.
Okay.
A couple months ago, I sat in the living room with a family in Oceanside, 92056, and they said, Brent, we want you to sell our home and we want to move and we want to, you know, we basically want to cash out of our property and purchase somewhere else, but isn't it just a wash? When we looked at 92056, pending sales were up 4.4% and inventory, I think, was off by about 6 or 7%. But where they wanted to move, San Marcos, 92078, sales were flat and prices had actually fallen. And so what I said to them was, if you're trying to exit Oceanside and purchase in San Marcos, you're going to be doing very, very well. But if we're sitting in San Marcos to exit and buy in Oceanside, you're going to lose your shirt.
So it all goes back to, everything is going to be dependent upon every part of real estate is location.
Correct.
And here's what I'm going to share. It's a little bit different than so many people talk about real estate and location, and that it's the most important part about real estate. And I'm not going to say that's wrong, but I'm going to say that I think there's one other issue that needs to be brought into the conversation on an equal par as location.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Okay.
I think it has something to do with interest rates.
No.
Ah.
But you're close.
Do I get a prize?
You get a prize.
Okay, good.
Education.
Very good.
Right? Because if you don't know what you just went over with regard to Carlsbad and San Marcos, you're in trouble.
Right.
So you've got to have an education. So even though you may find that great property in San Marcos, what you really need to know is you need to know about that property, but you also need to know what's happening in that marketplace. Right? And that's the issue. That's one of the reasons that we created the area trusted professionals. And the first word is area, because you need some, I mean, I watch what's going on in all these different areas, but if I talk to a realtor in San Bernardino, San Marcos is a different world.
Sure.
Even though it's just a short car ride.
Yes.
So you need that information. Now, here's the other thing that I'm going to suggest is, in 2012, I think it was, in 2013, we were seeing a lot of double-digit increases in real estate as far as appreciation.
26.1% in San Diego for 2013.
And I suggest that's, while it sounds wonderful, it's not healthy. And today, when I look at the one-month price change for California being a 0.5% appreciation for the whole state, according to CoreLogic, and a national average of up 1.7%, those numbers are more sustainable. Right. And if you in 2005, six, four, five, six area, when we were seeing a lot of double digit appreciation, that wasn't healthy.
No, it wasn't. And this is the basis for why I don't think that we're in a bubble. And if we were, I don't think the bubble is going to burst. Supply and demand work in harmony together.
Sure.
I have a wonderful 10-year-old, love him to death, and Caleb is a saver. He loves to do chores and earn money and put it away in his jar. But Caleb can want a beachfront property 3 steps from the seaweed, all he wants, but he will never be considered in CoreLogic's assessment of demand, because demand is someone wanting something and being ready, willing, and able to purchase it. So as real estate prices continue to climb, like the 7% for the U.S. over the last year, that's fine, but if it climbs too far outside the reach of affordability, demand drops, and therefore prices have to soften or slow down their accelerated pace. Otherwise, you're going to have people on the market, and people aren't going to be able to buy.
Well, the other issue that's going to come up is we're going to also have to throw into this the idea that over the last 5 or 6 years, we've had some pent-up demand, and now we've got to talk about new household formations. And that's what we will chat about when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're also going to talk about Halloween scares insurance providers. Really? Insurance providers are afraid of Halloween? Just give them a little candy. Reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Attention homeowner 62 and older. Do you worry if you can afford to keep your home? Are you concerned about paying all your monthly expenses? Or do you simply wish you could live a better retirement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may qualify for a program that can help. It's called FHA Reverse Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government. You'll receive tax-free money. You aren't required to make any monthly mortgage payments, and you still own your home. Siegel Lending Team is a local leader in FHA reverse mortgages. Call free to get your free reverse mortgage guide, free custom quote. And when you call now, you can get all your questions answered by local experts. There is no monthly mortgage payment and tax-free money you can use for healthcare expenses, home improvements, or just live a better retirement with peace of mind. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-1990 to get your free reverse mortgage guide and quote. You'll also find them on the web at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Call 800-306-1990 now.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Why Halloween scares insurance providers? Should it scare you too? That's the subject today's Word on Wealth segment, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Set up your household board of directors with a simple 3-minute survey. All you need to do is text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. You get a survey, fill it out. We'll help you set up a board of household advisors. Just that simple. So why Halloween scares insurance providers, and should it scare you too? Well, there's a little bit of issues there. Number one, you need to be careful when you're carving those pumpkins. See, you know, and I'm not even talking about what's the late night host took Jay Leno's spot, Jimmy Fallon. You know, he's one of those that's obviously, you know, very, very clumsy, and you know, I think I saw he just fell again and, you know, had to get his fingers stitched up. Well, carving a pumpkin can be a little bit, be careful. Sinister flames, you know, you're sticking a candle, use a light inside the pumpkin instead of a candle in the pumpkin. People are walking the streets. Here's the other issue. Everyone waits until it's dark for Halloween to start going out trick-or-treating. We changed the timing for daylight savings. It gets dark later. I remember, 10 years ago before they moved daylight savings back to November? You know, you get like 5 o'clock, it's pitch black outside. You go start trick-or-treating early. It's a little bit lighter now, so it's easier. But watch out for the little ones out in the middle of the street. Slow down a little bit. Decorations can cause a problem. Vandals liking to go and throw those pumpkins around. Obviously, you got the parties going on. So, you know, it's just a matter of being careful, being prudent. Insurance companies, that's their job, is to worry. I wouldn't worry too much. Just have a good time responsibly. And don't forget, if you want to go out to that big party and have a good time, don't forget about our friends over at ALS Limo and Car Service, the official transportation company of Ron Siegel Radio, 844-4-ALS-LIMO. Plan ahead. Have them drive you so you don't have to worry about enjoying that wine a little bit too much. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Continuing our housing bubble conversation with Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. We've been chatting a little bit about, is there a housing bubble? Where are prices heading? What's been happening in the marketplace? Have we even reached pre-bubble numbers? And I want to run down real quick, Brent, because you and I have our own opinions, obviously. Mm-hmm. I know you study the market and you're out there talking to people, you know, 6 days a week.
That's right.
And I commend you because you don't do it on the seventh day. That's great.
Thank you.
But what are some of the people that others outside of the industry, what are they saying about a housing bubble? So here's the couple of them, and I'll give you a chance to respond. Nick Timoreos, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Predictions of a new national home price bubble look unfounded for now, according to data. Michael Frattantini, chief economist of the Mortgage Bankers Association. I don't really see it as a bubble. Jack Gutentag, professor of finance emeritus, Wharton School. My view is that we're a long way from another house price bubble. Rajiv Dewan, director of economic forecasting, J. Mack Robinson College of Business, Georgia State University. To have a bubble, you need to have construction rates higher than the perceived demand, which is what happened in 2003 to 2007. Right now, however, we have the reverse of that. And I can go on to the chief economist of Rice, chairman of the S&P Dow Jones, Andrew Nelson, Colliers International, George Rado, director of quantitative and commercial research, National Association of Realtors. I've got about 11 or 12 of them here. Currently, bottom line, currently there's an imbalance between supply and demand for housing. You mentioned that before. This has created a natural increase in values, not a bubble in prices. So we've got to, based on what Mr. Gutentag said earlier, right? Prices aren't going up because we think prices are going up. Prices are going up because there's a logical reason for it.
That's correct. Yeah. The predominant thinking in some of the articles that would indicate that there's a housing bubble point to artificially low interest rates and low supply.
And we're starting to see with household formations and pent up demand, because in 2008, 9, 10, and I'll suggest even today, there's a lot of people that want to buy a new house. They need a bigger house. They need a smaller house. They need a different house. They need a relocation, which we're going to talk about a lot on Friday. We're going to talk about relocations. But they can't, or they think they can't, because they don't know the real value of their property.
Education is key.
And, you know, Freddie Mac, we've been talking about that for the last 3 weeks on the program, that like 55% of the people believe that they have less than 20% equity in their property, when in fact of the matter is 1 in 3 homeowners have more than 20%. Are you seeing that when you talk to people, that they really don't know the values of their own property?
Yes, I absolutely am. And it's really, really, it's a kick in the pants when you're sitting in someone's living room talking to you about what their property is worth, and they think their property is worth $500, and you come in, you say, well, here's what I printed. I think you're about $580. I mean, the look on their face is...
That's huge. I mean,
it's the opposite of Halloween.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is. They're thrilled.
Right.
The key is good, solid education. Don't inflate the prices to, you know, so that they list. Just give them the facts.
How do you... when you tell them that, when you walked into their house, they expected a $500,000. That's what they thought it's worth. Maybe they're thinking about selling. And you come in and say, here's what the data says.
Mm-hmm.
How do they respond? Because you're not really giving them your opinion. You're giving them what the data says.
Yeah. Well, they respond very happily. But then usually our conversation goes to, well, goodness, if it's $80,000 more than I thought, maybe we should wait till spring. What do you want to do? And that's why, and I love that you have the Area Trusted Professionals Network, because you want to work with a realtor who doesn't use their own view of their own personal finances to determine how they answer the question, is now a good time to sell? You want to work with an agent that's got a great, healthy book of business and is there to simply serve and tell the truth. And many times I walk away from a listing appointment suggesting to the seller, you know, I'd love to put a sign in your yard tomorrow, but I really think that if you wait 2 or 3 more months, that 580 might be 610.
But what's that going to do for their purchase property?
It depends on where they're going to be looking.
Right, because that's got to be
part of that. We keep our eyes on that too.
Right, because if you're saying that that property is going to go up another 5% in that few months, where they want to purchase is equally as important, because where they purchase, we want to know that. What are interest rates going to do?
That's another
thing. Because their purchasing power may drop if interest rates go up.
Correct.
Right. So then we get a whole new paradigm. So I'm going to suggest that in many instances, you really need a significant amount of education to make a decision to wait. Because there's one thing I know for sure. When you come into my house and tell me, Ron, your house is worth $580.
Was that an invitation to come over for a listing appointment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you tell me my house is worth $580. And we know that because the data tells you that today. We also know that in the area that I want to move to, the housing prices are whatever they are today.
Sure.
So those are all given. And we know what interest rates are today.
Right. If it's a wash on the exit and the reentry, I would say sell now because interest rates are so much lower. Sell and buy sooner.
And here's another thought that I'll throw at you. Selling, if it's a wash.
Meaning that your appreciation on your exit, your departure residence is going to be offset equally by the appreciation on the repurchase.
But here's the thing, that the one thing that I think you'll agree with, but I'll throw it at you. We take a little bit of risk out of the model by acting now as opposed to waiting, because we know what the property value is now. We know what the purchase property is now. We know what interest rates are now. We think we know what's going to happen with real estate in the future, but we don't know for sure. And we think we might know what interest rates are going to do in the future, but we don't know for sure.
Here's a quote. Risk is mitigated by immediacy.
I like that. I might have to write that down. I'm going to have to listen
to it. It's brand new. It hit me. Yeah, but it's perfect. All I'm doing is just paraphrasing what you're saying. Risk is mitigated by immediacy.
And I think that's the best way to sum it up. I don't think we can go anywhere from there, Brent.
I can picture a tattoo on you that says that.
Yeah, me and a tattoo. Yeah, you got the right one, Mr. Conservative here. Great information, and that's why we appreciate you coming and driving and visiting us this morning, Brent. We also ask that you set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.